Settle down. All right, it is 3:36, live from Ticket Stock 2015. And this is a round table. And we want to thank all sorts of neat people out here, including Albertsons, who bring you these round tables.
What's up?
And let's see. We also have Texas Motor Speedway and Bud Light, so thank you to them. This round table, the 3:30 round table, includes me. I'm Bob.
Hi, hey, let's give it up for Bob, everybody.
Hi. Please give it up for me. Thank you. To my right, to your left, is Corby.
Boo, hey. Boo. Turn on Corby. Everyone turn on Corby.
That's awful. Hey, it's Christina. Corby.
And then to his right and your left would be Jub.
Yeah, everybody cheer for me now. Yay.
Jeez.
And then down there, look, everybody.
Question marks, blank space size.
Look, everybody.
Blink, blink.
It's the kick around.
Hey.
It's Peter and Andy.
Landmine guys.
Who?
These
Whoa,
are.
Look how fired up the bull is.
Yes,
that's Hooper.
This is he is the best mascot in the Metroplex.
He's good. Yesterday,
without question.
Yesterday he
Mavs
did.
Man's ridiculous. Rowdy sucks.
Inflatable Mavs man.
Captain's okay, and the Mavericks
scary
horse
guy?
Is okay.
Oh, the Mavs horse.
But he's got a funnier stick.
Yeah.
He's got a better snout.
Yesterday he picked up his own manure in front of the
hilarious
stage.
Tale. He does scat humor. He's funny.
Yeah. Who's on the inside, though? That's what we want
he
to find
He sits
out.
Immodestly at times, but, you know, should an animal have to be modest?
I believe that is, I think that's Clark Hunt inside there.
Wow. Oh, boy, Clark. Would that be a shock. So Peter and Andy, you guys can be heard most Saturdays,
at
I guess
this
including
time.
This one.
Yes.
At roughly this time.
2 to 4 on Saturdays, we are doing a little soccer thing now.
And how is that going, would you say?
I think it's going okay. They asked us to do it on a weekly basis, so.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Thank
you. Soccer fans out there.
Go P1s.
I'm very pleased that you guys have a home on our station. It was a long time coming. And
us soccer guys, we feel that way.
You're
we're
not
glad
un-
to have you.
You're
us
un-
soccer
one.
Guys. So back in the burn days.
Yeah.
This is your soccer claim to fame.
Yeah.
So I was doing marketing, 98, 99 for the burn.
Right.
We did a little media campaign with the ticket. And we said we'd like Ribby Pulse to do the live reads. And they said, remember Ribby Pulse? Anybody?
Yeah, Ribby still.
Yay, Ribby, yeah.
And they said no, Ribby doesn't do live reads. So our next choice was
me,
Mr.
the voice
George Dunham.
Of soccer.
Because you were just starting to be a soccer dad back then. And we were like, well,
that's right. I was pretty involved in soccer back then because my kids were playing.
And I think
my son was a Comet.
Once.
No, it came out more than that. No, man, I took them out. I didn't always go through you guys. In fact, we had birthday parties at Burn Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, here's the question about our country and youth soccer. The theory for so long was that would lead to popularity for professional soccer. And my contention is it had exactly the opposite effect because it introduced people like Jubb to the great sport. But in a way where it's...
I like to call it the beautiful sport,
where it's,
Bob.
Where it's anything...
Beautiful game.
Where it's anything but great. The 8-year-old experience, let's be honest, it's ride it out. It's try not to be caught looking at your phone. It's there's a lot about the youth soccer experience that I think might turn people off to the professional great game.
Plus, you're whipped all day long. You don't have time to go to the actual game, the pro game, right?
Well, yeah. That could be. But I just... It never made sense to me. We never have said about any other sport, boy, if we can only
let the kids grow it.
Yeah.
But they have, though. I think it's finally caught up.
If only we could turn people on at the 5-year-old level to the sport, maybe they'll really like the adult version someday.
Just imagine watching if let's say baseball was new to this country and you were banking on coach's pinch or T-ball selling you when, I'm not kidding you, I cannot make it through a T-ball or coach's pitch game without wanting to blow my head clean off.
Because of the parent part?
No.
Everything.
Everything.
Just all of it.
Third base.
I mean, just the painful. Yes. Third.
But this is really interesting, though, because what we talked about 20 years ago, all these kids play soccer, but it's still not popular. But some of those kids make it through, though, and they make it through the 5-year-old, 8-year-old soccer. Then they go play club.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And those kids, and there's so many more clubs now
right.
that more and more are interested in as they go into high school, into college. And I've seen it in my own kids.
I was going to say, it's your kids, a lot more than I do. Yeah, your kids' generation, when they become parents.
Yes.
That's how it works. It's not when you were a soccer parent.
Right.
And now soccer is exploding. It's when your kids become parents, and then they go
You're
to
right. And the other important part in what's different today is the availability to watch the pro game at all levels, both in American League
and all of it
is available and so easy to watch compared to when we were kids and you had to like watch it on Channel 13.
So you would watch the World Cup on Channel 13 or on whatever Univision or what, and in 1984 or whatever. I remember that's the first time I ever was
SIN
82
Network,
when I remember for the first time watching, because I've been to Dallas Tornado games when you know the old NASL was around here, and I loved it. I loved Kyle Rote Jr. was my hero, and Bobby Moffitt, went to his soccer camps and all that. But the first time I ever actually saw something on TV was this grainy, awful picture of, you know, watching Colombia play Ecuador or something in group stage with Mexican announcers.
Tony Tirado.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, it cut in and out every now and then. And I'd be sitting there watching. I'm like,
you know those names. How do you know that name?
Andy's pretty
And I don't
awesome.
Know Colombia and Ecuador didn't play in 82 either, but that's okay.
We'll let that one go. But I mean, I'm sitting there watching with a buddy of mine, and I go, is this, because he was explaining to me how big the World Cup was. Never heard of it. And I'm watching it going, can we get out of here now? Because this sucks. This is awful. But now it's...
You can watch anything.
Anything and everything, and it's crystal clear HD, and you don't have Tony Taco calling the game anymore, you know?
Hey, are the... Do you guys have any idea how the 11:30 games on Channel 5 do versus, like, college basketball? Because I was kind of wondering that.
I bet you they beat them.
Because NBC, of course, with the, I guess today was City and Newcastle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is now in the time slot exactly where your noon generic college basketball.
You had A&M South Carolina playing basketball. You had OU and Tech playing, and they were both on TV, and I guarantee you, that soccer beat them.
I think it does, but I haven't proved that.
I mean, they're doing very, very well in that deal with NBC, and that placing that game in late mornings, early afternoon after, what is that kid's show that comes on before it, like Peepaws or something, is
I don't
doing
know.
Extremely... They're doing
Peepaw?
I don't know. You've got kids. I don't.
What's Peepaw?
It's just the dog version or the urinary tract version of Hee-Haw.
But they're doing, NBC's doing killer numbers with that in the mornings.
Because
it happens at a time that people can watch it, and it doesn't necessarily conflict with other things they want to watch.
Can you watch more soccer than hockey now in the U.S.?
For free, absolutely. The NBC deal, like this morning, the fact, and I don't know what every cable company does, but if you have DirecTV... It's free, and it's every game in England, and they're all on channels next to each other.
Sequential.
Okay, let's go with sequential channels. But it's crazy where you just look at the scoreboard, and you're like, oh, this game's close. Let me go over here. It's like having an NFL Sunday ticket, but it's free. It's all in HD. It's insane.
Free.
It's insane even a decade ago where the pay-per-view was $320 bucks or something.
They actually show more EPL games live in the United States than they do in England.
So if you count,
I didn't know that.
If you count all that, if you count what is shown on Hispanic television,
sucks.
All the youth soccer being played, does soccer not have a bigger economic impact than hockey in the U.S.?
Yes, because I would tell you this, with my kids, the most popular game on Xbox is FIFA.
That's been a huge part of it.
So when they talk about
I'm sorry, Andy, go ahead.
Well, if they talk about the four major sports, hockey being one of those, and soccer is not, but soccer has a bigger economic impact and has more influence now on the kids, why is soccer not considered one of the top five still?
You said it earlier. You hit on it earlier by saying it's a generational thing and it'll take that next generation to put it above it because it's just not going to happen right now.
And I don't, you know, I mean, it's a weird thing because I certainly love both of those sports you're speaking of, but I don't know that people... I don't know. I mean, because like NASCAR would also be in that discussion.
Sure.
The ebb and flow and the who's number four conversation may not be that big a deal to most people. But it's undeniable the spread of it. And I would contend that the people in 1980 that said it's the next big thing, they were wrong because they did hook it all up to youth soccer when in reality it's television and video
games.
They
didn't wait long enough. And you too, I just don't think they waited long enough for the impact of what those leagues and the clubs and what we're talking about. But I got a question for you, soccer guys. This is one thing I don't understand. Landmarks. Because you talk about not being in the top four, I think this is what holds it back, is embracing our own American teams. Because when I talk to soccer fans, it's like they say, well, yeah, well, you know, do you go see FC Dallas? Nah, I mean, I'm a Arsenal guy. Okay, well, this game is here in our country, and it's, I mean, I'm sure there's a difference.
Yeah,
I can't tell a huge difference. Yeah. But, I mean, until we start getting behind our own teams and making them more viable where maybe they can outbid some teams overseas. I don't know if we'll ever see that day.
It is amazing.
It's organic, though. But maybe soccer just needs Lake Placid.
Yeah.
They needs a seminal moment like that.
Or maybe it never happens. I mean, look at baseball. You could argue that there are many, many cities that have a minor league team right there that you ignore, but you still can't wait to watch your favorite team on your TV every night. And you live in Greensboro, and you love baseball. Oh, well, go follow the Greensboro AA team. That's local. Right. You should support them. No, I'm watching the Red Sox on my dish every night. I want to watch the best.
Is there really a huge difference?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. How about a team breaking the bank here and take just one of those guys
MLS
over there
now,
that you guys love?
MLS is a top 7-8 league now?
Yeah. Maybe top 10, but in terms of product or in terms of attendance?
Product.
Product's 10? Really what matters, right?
Yeah, top to bottom, maybe not. Bottom half. Or top half, it's pretty good.
Look,
but, I mean, if you watch Burnley against QPR.
You don't want to watch that all the time.
That's a Premier League game.
I was going to say, the argument would be the only way to truly tell quality is if you could play, like, in an empty stadium with jerseys that are red and blue, and you don't know, could you tell the difference?
So the deal is this. Part of it is atmosphere. Part of it is how the media portrays the different leagues. Part of it is just what you have time and availability for.
Okay.
Being able to watch your favorite EPL team on a Saturday morning may be easier for some people than going up to Frisco for a game on a Saturday night. But I will tell you, if you invest the time and the energy to go to Frisco to watch a game, you're going to have a tremendous experience.
No,
the quality of play is good. It's outstanding.
Right.
And also consider this. There is now an entire generation of children that have grown up with an American league in their life. MLS is 20 years old this year. 20 years old. So that's the fact that it's been around that long and been able to survive and sustain and grow is a very, very good sign for the sport.
Okay, other thing. I watched Fulham and the Blacks. Who are the Blacks?
Whoa.
Jeez.
What are you
doing? It's a soccer team.
It's unbelievable.
That is so...
See, this is what's holding the sport back.
That's what they called them, Bob. Who is that?
Who did?
Are you from Chelsea?
It's a team.
Zealand rugby team?
Chelsea joke. Everybody got my Chelsea joke.
Anyway, I enjoyed the experience. But as I was watching Fulham, I was like, man, these guys miss more plays than the last FC Dallas game that I went to. As a novice, right? I could not tell the difference.
Right.
As a fan, but that's who we're talking about. The guy who's going to pay $20 for a ticket. I could not tell the difference.
That's because you're an idiot.
Well, I am.
All right.
But so is a lot of people out here.
They're kicking us out of here, guys.
Okay. Right,
now the kick around guys will be here. The next roundtable with the kick around guys, though, Gordon will be the captain. So find out if the conversation is a similar one. And that's next on the ticket.